You're listening to Intermezzo on 90.7 KRWG. Don't skip the Saturday dance this Saturday night. It's Jukebox Saturday night. It's at the Atkinson Recital Hall at 7 o'clock. And my guest, Dave Kincaid, has returned to the studios. KRWG, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Conductor of the new Desert Harmony Singers, which will be performing this Jukebox Saturday night, a collection of big band tunes and 60s.
And then some. Yep.
Yeah. So tell us how you came up with the idea of a summer concert that takes us back to the 50s and 60s and maybe 40s too.
Well, that's pretty simple. I start looking for music after our Christmas show and stumbled across this Jukebox Saturday Night, which is actually the name of this medley, is called Big Band Bash. And I've always loved the song Jukebox Saturday Night. What a great title. And I thought, since it's the opening number of 9 songs back to back, let's just call it Jukebox Saturday Night. So there ends one of the problems, calling it something. And so we open with a big band medley. A lot of the great songs, and 2 of them you just played.
And when you put together these shows like this, has this music already been arranged into these long medleys?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And we do medleys and we do individual songs. But you have to be careful, and I think I found myself in kind of a pickle either last year, is you pick a medley that you just dearly love, and all of a sudden you realize that one of your songs is already included in that medley. So you're doing it twice. So you either do some alterations or kick one of the songs out.
Uh-huh. So you can play with it a little bit. You don't have to play with everything that's in that booklet arrangement.
Yeah, if you've got somebody who's really good on the computer that can alter the background music, see, what we do is we don't have a piano. We don't do any of that. We sing every song from memory. We perform songs, and we don't recite them. And then we use prepared orchestration. So it sounds almost like the real thing, like we had an orchestra or a big band in the pit. And it just adds so much more to it. So if it's done forgivingly, we can kind of fiddle with it on a computer.
Huh. Wow. So this is a new technology kind of.
Well, it's not new tech to folks like you, but it's new tech to me because I've finally learned the on and off switch on a computer and and the home and that kind of stuff.
Very interesting. It certainly makes this kind of computerized music makes these kinds of performances possible in a way that it would have been a much greater expense and greater production. So the new Desert Harmony Singers, my guest is Dave Kincaid. You've been conducting them for a while.
Wow.
You had your roots in barbershop,
that's
as
right.
I recall.
Good memory.
And tell us again how long you've been conducting the new Desert Harmony Singers.
I think we're in our 7th year. And for those of you who are past members of the new Desert Harmony Singers, please don't take this personally, but I think this is the best singing chorus we have ever assembled. It's not as big in numbers, but they're really singing really good right now. We're blessed with some great solo voices, and we picked out some music for this particular show that gets to show just about everybody off.
Uh-huh. How many people are in the chorus?
We'll put 30
now.
People on the risers.
Okay, and this is a community chorus.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it by audition?
Kind of. We're an auditioned chorus. And by audition, it's not real intimidating. You don't have to sing something difficult. What I need to know is, first of all, that you love music, you love to have a good time, you can stand the rigors of a 2-hour and 15-minute rehearsal, Saturday rehearsals, and you can memorize music, and you can sing in tune. That's probably the most important.
Yeah. So all memorized music. Now,
yep.
When you're talking about a long 10-minute medley, maybe longer.
Yep.
What
I hear where you're going on this.
Tell us what's involved in that for a singer to memorize.
A lot of dedication. That's a really good question. And a lot of dedication. Now, we rehearse every week. And then we have a series of Saturday rehearsals. But in addition to that, we're blessed with two or three ladies who conduct a section rehearsal every week before we do our actual rehearsal. And so all the folks who sing the various parts are encouraged to attend the section rehearsals, and those section rehearsals accelerate the learning process tremendously. And just to give you an example, normally we don't come out with our music and ever perform it until showtime, which is like this Saturday. In this particular case, in April 18th and the 21st, for two different RV rallies, one out at the fairgrounds and one at Camping World in Anthony. And we had to perform the music along with the NMSU Contemporary Dance Theater. They danced. So we had all the shows ready in mid-April. Mm. So we have kind of been drumming our fingers and rehearsing and finishing, you know, the rough spots and stuff like that. But we found out that we could do this in 4 months instead of six.
And every singer, it's up to them to go home and make sure those pieces are memorized.
That's right. We give them a learning CD with their parts accentuated, and we trust that they'll take some time to take responsibility for themselves and learn the music, and most of them do.
When did you start collaborating with the New Mexico State University Dance
Program? I think it was right about the time of the groundbreaking ceremonies for the Performing Arts Building, which is, what, three-quarters completed now? I think it's about that time. And the person said, you need to go talk to Deborah Knapp. And that started a great love affair. And if Deborah's listening, she knows exactly what I'm talking about. She has taken New Desert Harmony singers to raise. She is the consummate choreography instructor. She dumbs it down for us, and she can do stuff so difficult. By the way, I don't know that you're aware of this, and your listening audience may not be aware. Dr. Deborah Knapp was voted the Collegiate Dance Instructor of the Year for 2012.
Congratulations.
Isn't that wonderful? And we have her. Mm-hmm. And she is a delight. She is such a delight. And her dancers that will perform on the show, and I don't know how many there are, probably 12, maybe 14. Not only are they so talented and handsome, but they're a delight to work with. They're easy to talk to, and all the choral members just absolutely love to be with them.
So I heard in there that it's not just her dance team that's dancing, but that the singers are performing in some way as well.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, but that takes, the dancers take the pressure off of us. They really do.
Okay, but did you say that Deborah also gives you some choreography?
Oh, absolutely. Uh-huh. That's how we started, and she would come in and give us choreography for all those songs that choreography works.
Uh-huh.
And think, I don't know whether it was her or it was me, but one of us decided, well, why are we doing this? Why don't you have your dancers dance to this song? Speaking of that, at the end of the show, the next to the last song we do is the wonderful version, and it's a tremendous arrangement of Singing in the Rain. So you can just think exactly, everybody is out on stage, the guys are in trench coats with their umbrellas, and I didn't get to see them do this last Saturday at our final Saturday rehearsal, but the whole chorus said, oh my gosh, this is just wonderful.
I've been talking with Dave Kincaid. It's been fun to have you, Dave. The concert is Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Atkinson Recital Hall. It's the New Desert Harmony Singers performing Jukebox Saturday Night. And there will be, as Dave said, some dancers from the New Mexico State University dance team. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.